Good as Gone by Amy Gentry, performed by Karen Peaks. For Curtis, the best living human. Prologue. Jane woke up and whispered, "Julie?" The room yawned around her. After 2 years of sleeping alone in her own bedroom in the new house, Jane no longer dreamed of the ceiling fan dropping onto the bed and chopping her up. The spiders, too, had vanished from the shadows. 10-year-olds don't need to have the corners checked before bedtime. Only occasionally, when something woke her in the middle of the night, the silence around her ached for Julie's soft breathing. In the old house, she used to hoist one foot over the top bunk railing and giggle until Julie said, "Shh, Janie, go back to sleep." Now she shut her eyes tightly before they could drift toward the dark seams where the walls and ceiling met. The next noise definitely came from Julie's room. Jane pulled back the covers and slid her bare feet down to the carpet. In the old house, a braided rug slipped over the smooth wooden floor when she got out of bed. Now her feet barely made a sound on thick carpet as she padded to the door and peered down the dark hallway. A faint rectangle of lighter darkness hovered at the end, a closed door. They rarely slept with doors closed. Janie's room got too hot, Julie's too cold. Mom grumbled about the air circulation in two-story houses, but Mom and Dad's room downstairs on the first floor was always shut at night because they were adults. Now Julie was too, or wanted to be. Ever since her 13th birthday, she seemed to be practicing for adulthood all the time, brushing her hair slowly in front of the bathroom mirror as if rehearsing.